Auburn lands another big commitment, and we're getting ready for Maui, baby. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast. It's Kyle Rush, Zepp Jasper, and we are ready to get after it. Talk about this Auburn basketball high school recruiting class adds another member that's going to be very electric, a very great addition to this class, well-rounded class, very deep, and Auburn's not done yet. And then look at the season so far, where what we like, what we don't like, what we need to work on, and then preview this Maui trip we got coming up. Auburn plays Iowa State next Monday in Maui. And we're going to preview that whole tournament. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. No matter what you got going on your retirement, whether it's a 401k, savings, doesn't matter. Got you an Acorns account, a Robinhood account, whatever it is, you need to double check with Ford Stokes. Go to retirementresults.com/plan. Just make sure there's no harm in just making sure that you're not paying senseless fees. You're taking advantage of everything you need to be taking advantage of from a product standpoint. And then overall, just make sure that your plan is going to get you where you need to be. Ford Stokes is that guy. Tell him War Eagle. Tell him we sent you and make a great friend at the same time. That's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Zepp, glad to have you back, buddy. In the time that we've talked, since the last time we talked, Auburn's added another commitment that you and I both kind of hinted at to be watching for. That's power forward Sebastian Williams Adams out of Houston, Texas. I believe he was actually at the Houston game. Got a front row seat for that huge matchup, Auburn taking down Houston. There's not a lot to dislike about this class so far, and definitely not a lot to dislike about this addition. Another high four-star guy. I mean, this high school class is turning out to be very, very exciting. What's your thoughts on – tell me everything you know about Sebastian Williams Adams. What's your biggest takeaways about his game and what he brings to this class?
Well, he has so much in his arsenal. He's one of those players that he's going to fit in great with BP's system. He can dribble. He can shoot. He can dictate an offense. He actually reminds me of a great four that Bruce Pearl had, which is Chuma Okeke. They kind of remind me of each other, except for I think he had a little bit more skill coming in, but I think he's going to be great addition for Auburn team coming in next year because he just does so many great things, like dribble down the court, take the right shots, make the right plays, play his defense. I just love this guy's game. I just think he's going to fit in super well.
Yeah, so obviously you got your two guards. You got Magwood and you got Simon Walker, both that are electric, dynamic-type guards, shooters. And then you got Sebastian Williams Adams, who 6'8", 230. Versatility, I think you mentioned it. Versatility seems to be the best word to describe him. I think if you had to point to a weakness, yes, he's got range, but probably the jump shot is the thing that you're going to be working on when he gets here. But what I've read and what I've seen is that defense, man, defense 1 through 5, it doesn't matter. He's dynamic enough to be able to guard the point guard. He can guard the two guard, the three, the four, doesn't matter. He's got a 7'2" wingspan. He can just smother you with length. I just really like this. Is that not just like prototype BP player? I feel like sometimes he might recruit defense more so than offense. Like, you got to be able to play defense, and this kid, it can definitely play some defense.
Oh, most definitely he can play defense. He's not a flashy player. He gets the job done. Like, he reminds me of, like I say, Chuma Okeke, Jalen Williams. He's kind of different from Jabari, but he just shows you great flashes. His jump shot is not the best right now, but they're going to work on those type of things. But as long as he plays super hard, super physical, and can just read the floor, he's going to fit in just as right.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah, I don't think Auburn's done. I think they want to take at least 4 guys in this class, and not 1,000% sure who that 4th guy is going to be. I know their top target is Sean Abave, am not really sure exactly how to pronounce his last name. It looks like it's going to be a battle between Auburn and Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's ready to pour it on from an NIL perspective if they have to. But there's a connection with Bruce there. And if you can land him, this guy looks like he's 28 years old. He looks mature already, and he is your true inside out four, guy that stretch four, guy that can shoot the three in the corner, and he can come from the top of the key and drive it and score. I think that would be him or someone out of that mold would really, really complete this class, in my opinion. Somebody that's sort of like another versatile big would really, really set this class off.
Most definitely. I didn't see in his game. He shoot inside and out. I also think that's our main target. I think he have something going on with BP, and I just think he can't let that go. I think BP is one of his favorite coaches, and I feel like we have a high chance of getting this guy. I think with being the fourth recruit in this class, I think we have to get this guy. I think this guy will be one of those guys that we must get. He's a guy that can also bring other five-star guys with him by just committing to Auburn.
He's definitely the guy. He's the last piece of this puzzle that could really, again, put this class kind of over the mat, over the top, over the mountain. At the top of the mountain, that would make this class extremely elite. Deep, versatile, length. You got length and you got versatility. All the things that you can ask for out of a high school recruiting class. And then obviously, the portal pops off later in the year, actually on into next year. So that's going to be how you round out the roster for sure. But all that stuff's going to happen way later on. So high school is the focus right now. All three of those guys are signed, sealed, and delivered. They all signed their letter of intent during the early period. So they're signed, they're in. There's no going back. They're coming to Auburn, and that's got to be exciting for Bruce Pearl. And I tell you what, I know there's been some whispers that Bruce Pearl may be at the end, or maybe looking at possibly calling it after this year or next couple of years. But I tell you what, the intensity that he's putting in on the trail does not reflect that. The intensity that he's putting in on the high school trail and bringing in these young guys and investing in these young guys, I don't know. I don't know if he's hitting a little fountain of youth period, but it's fun to watch him kind of work the trail. So we'll see how that develops. See how that class rounds out here over the next several weeks. All right, we've played four games, Zep. Played four games. You've won four games. You've played a little bit of the. You've seen the whole spectrum, I guess, of different types of teams. You've faced some physical teams. You faced some finesse teams that are quick. UNA, I would kind of call them a more a finesse team, really quick, especially at guard. Auburn's the average margin of win is almost 28 points over those four games. Now, of course, you got the 50-point win against Vermont that kind of skews things, but 20 to 25 points seems to be kind of the average over these four games. So, like, what are some of the things? Let's just start here. Zet, what's something you've seen in the first four games that has really jumped out to you that maybe it's not an aspect that you thought this team had? Like, what's a part of what you've seen so far that sort of has surprised you as far as this team goes over the first four games?
Well, they surprised me with physicality. That was my thing going
It
into the
was.
season. Was they gonna be able to be? Was this team gonna be able to be physical? They have shown me they can be physical, wiry, tough, gritty. They have shown me those little things to be a great team. And I would say also with this team, they have one of the chances to be one of the best teams to come in Auburn history. I know I said it. I know that's tough to say. They have the chance that with this non-conference schedule, with this Maui coming up, they have the chance to beat the top teams in the country. I hate to say it, but they have the chance to be start off as one of the best teams in Auburn history.
So physicality, there's no doubt that when we talked about at the beginning of the season, if you had to pinpoint one thing that you were worried about, that was yours, was physicality. And especially on the defensive end, they have not shied away. Denver Jones has played just ferocious defense. And Zep, I don't know if you saw this. He played three games without fouling anybody at the level that he was playing. He got his first foul in the UNA game. against their little point guard who could run. I think he runs a sub 440. Like he was extremely fast, but as physical as he plays defense, that was his first foul. They just do things on the defensive side of the ball that are as good as they've played over the years under BP. This defensive team just seems to be at another level of physicality. Now, point guard, at the point guard position, I need to see a little bit more oomph out of JP. But other than that, I agree with you. Physicality has been sort of the thing that's jumped out to me as well. I'll tell you something that's kind of shocked me. Okay, and that is the inside game outside of Janai Broome. I expected it to be a one-man show. I expected it to be Janai Broome, and then you're going to have some other guys, Shaney Johnson, Turtle, Dylan, that are just going to be role player guys. You know what I mean? I expected it to be very dominant Janai, but these dudes can score, man. They can score in the paint. Shaney's inside game is just – like I still can't – it's almost like it's not reality how good it is, how much he's developed. And then, hey, even Dylan's showing a little bit more inside game. I mean, he had 12 points. He had 12 points in this last game, and it wasn't all just dunks, I don't believe. I believe he's showing a little bit of touch, hitting his free throws. This inside game, I knew they had the shooters, Zep. I knew we had the shooters. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize all of the different scoring options inside that Auburn could have this season. And to me, when shots aren't falling and you know you got more than just Janai that you can feed inside to score, I mean, I think that's huge. I think that's huge. Our 2-point field goal percentages were first in the country in 2-point field goal percentage, eighth in the country overall. First in the country and then eighth overall in just total field goal percentage, but first in 2-point field goal percentage. That just shows me they're efficient inside, and that is not what I expected from this team.
I didn't expect the physicality in the inside to be as good as it is as these four games went past also. But I kind of knew Chaney was going to be one of those guys that's going to be a shocker this year. He's been playing extremely well. He's been one of those guys. I see him being a second-round draft pick. I hate to say this, but he's going to take a lot of people picks this year. Like, you know, he's going to be one of those guys that slip in there, have a story. He's just been my shocker this year. He's just been – I just enjoyed watching him play this year because I see the work he put in. And Dylan, it's no surprise for me for Dylan because he stays working hard. And he's just one of those guys, like I say, play off of energy and just – love to be around the rim. Love to play his role. This team knows what to do to win. This team knows what type of players they have, what type of roles we're going to take, who's going to take the backseat, who's going to score. They know Janai is our man, but we have to do our part to win the games. We have to play gritty, play tough, and just make the right reads in the games.
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, Janai is having just an incredible year so far. Zep, in the UNA game, he scored his first bucket with 12 minutes to go in the first half, and he scored 30 points. His first points he scored was with 12 minutes to go in the game, and he ended with 30 and 17. He doesn't wow you to me. Like, he doesn't just wow you with physicality. He doesn't wow you with athleticism, but he's just a bucket. Like, you get him the ball in the paint, and he's going to score. Like, it's incredible to watch the development of him over this last 3 years. And he's doing it in multiple ways. It's not just dunks, putbacks. It's, you know, little hooks, little soft banks off the glass, just kissing it off the glass. He can hit the jump shots. He hit a fadeaway from like the free throw line last night. He's hit threes. I think he is Ken Pom's number one ranked player in the country by a substantial margin. Like, we're talking player of the year type season he's had over the first four games.
Oh, most definitely. He's having a play of the year type of year so far in these first four games, which we knew he was going to be one of those guys to be top five in the country, player of the year candidate. He's just gonna have to keep it up because guys are gonna key in. They know Jani Broome is the man on Auburn, so I look forward to see him in these next 3 to 4 games. He is gonna be a main factor in these next 3 to 4 games because those guys are gonna really dictate to see what he's gonna do when they send doubles, and it's gonna be better players and more challenging for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So Auburn is headed to Maui for the Maui Invitational. I think it's the second time they've gotten a chance to play in it. Their first game is the 25th, which I believe is Monday, if I'm not mistaken. They play Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern against the Iowa State Cyclones, who's they're traditionally a really good college basketball team. They're always one of those. It seems like they're a perennial three or four seed every single year. It just seems like that's the kind of team they are. What are your thoughts on that matchup? I don't know a ton about Iowa State. What are your thoughts there on that first opening game against Iowa State?
Well, always coming into a tournament like the Maui, growing up as a kid, watching those type of tournaments, the guys are going to be pretty hyped. They know coming in that this is going to be a tough game. If Iowa State, you always look on TV, like you said, they're 3 or 4 seed. They always rank top 10, top 12. I just don't understand the way they play. And I can't really say, I know they have a great point guard, a great coach. It's just those one of those teams that does everything the right way, from cutting, from shooting, the passing, defense. They play together. So I think this is a team that is a scary team to play. I know Auburn is, in the scouting report they're watching right now, but I think this is a scary team to play, and I keep my eye on these guys.
For sure. So the first they're 3-0, but they've played, quite frankly, no one. They've played it looks like Mississippi Valley State. They've played Kansas City, I guess, not the Chiefs, Kansas City University, I guess, and then IU Indianapolis. So I don't even know who that is, but IUI Jaguars. And they've beat them all by about 40 points. So they're coming in a little bit untested, I feel like. So that's a little bit of a that could be a little bit of a shock if you're going up against this Auburn team and you've played a bunch of patsies, and you'll take you a little plane flight over to Maui and then go up against this physical team that's ready to just bang right up against you and not be scared. That's what I'm looking at. That as far as the key for Auburn to possibly come out and win this game is Iowa State's just been untested. They have not been through the fire yet, and they're about to get a ton of it right off the bat early next week. So that's the first round matchup. If Auburn were to win that one, they're going to play the winner of Dayton and North Carolina. Kind of feels like that's probably going to be North Carolina. Again, I don't know a ton about North Carolina, but what are you feeling there? Are you kind of is it tracking sort of the same way for you? North Carolina seems like it's going to be the next round game.
Most definitely. I'm thinking North Carolina. I watched North Carolina play against Kansas. North Carolina is also a great basketball club, with great players. So I think North Carolina have been tested. I think North Carolina be great on their resume, and I just feel like if we get this first game against Iowa State, I just want North Carolina super bad because it's
Yeah.
one of those blue bloods basketball programs, and I feel like if we win this game against North Carolina, I don't want to see no North Carolina fans, no Kansas fans, whatever blue blood, no UConn fans. Talking about Auburn ain't this, Auburn ain't that. So I really want to win this tournament. This is one
Yeah.
of those tournaments we have to win.
Yeah. It's definitely send a statement. Yeah, they play. So they've played Elon. Kansas, which that was a tight game. They lost by 3 to Kansas. So that was a really good game. And then American University, maybe. Is that who that
American
is?
University,
Yeah,
yeah.
American University. So again, they've had the game against Kansas. So they've gotten that a little bit of that environment, that taste of a bigger game. That's going to be a really good matchup, I think. They're number 10 in the country in the AP poll. So that's two top 10 matchups. Potentially back to back, which is pretty crazy to think about. If you win that one, you're going to play essentially one of probably UConn or Michigan State. Would you agree? You got Michigan State and Colorado, and then UConn and Memphis. It's probably going to be Michigan State and UConn are going to advance out of that side. And then who do you think comes out of that side? UConn, Michigan State, who do you think comes out of that side?
It possibly could be Michigan State.
Yeah.
Michigan State could surprise
I would
everyone on
love
that
to
side.
play. I would love to play Michigan State. I don't feel like I can't remember either the last time, maybe at all, that Auburn's played Michigan State. That would be fun to play. If you could go, I kind of want a piece of UConn though, just because they've been so good for multiple years now. But that Michigan State, there's just something about them. I really want to play that game. But if you theoretically to get to this championship, you're going to have to go through Iowa State, traditional power, North Carolina, traditional power, and then one of basically Michigan State or UConn. I mean, it's like a who's who of it reminds me of that Final Four run in 2019 where you played like Kansas, North Carolina, Kentucky, all the way to the Final Four. So the thing is, I don't feel like there's any game where I necessarily Auburn can't win. I don't think there's any game where it's just like there's just no way that Auburn can win that game. I feel like Auburn can play against any of these guys.
Of course, we can play against any team in the country. We can beat any team in the country without a doubt. No team puts fear in Auburn's heart. Auburn feel like they have all the confidence in the world. They got the best coaching staff, got the best players in the country. I just feel like we can win this tournament. And when we win this tournament, I feel like we have to show the world, like, hey, we here.
We
Like
coming.
this Auburn, we coming.
Yeah.
You see us now. Don't be
For
scared
sure.
now. This the
Don't be
big
scared. We're
dogs.
we have spoken. We have spoken. So that comes up next week. You're gonna play three. If you win, I guess you're gonna play 3 nights or 3 days in a row, regardless. But you got a chance to go up against three blue bloods and go ahead and dethrone them and win that title. So it's gonna be a lot of fun, obviously. So happy to be a part of that tournament. Going to be a lot of fun. So, guys, that's going to be all for tonight. Be fired up about this recruiting class. I don't think it's done. We'll see what happens with Sean Abayev and see if we can close the door there and battle off, fend off Cincinnati, who's coming hard, ready to steal him. So, let's see if we can finish that class off. And then, man, let's just get back. We got get back on the winning, get back on winning the game, winning games, blowing folks out. We're going to have about a week off before this Maui. The Maui tournament kicks off. So, but we're going to be ready and we're going to be ready to dive in and get after it when that happens. So, guys, I really appreciate it. Zep, tell them where they can find you, love you, support you.
Twitter at RIP underscore QUAN 5. Instagram at RIP underscore QUAN 12.
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. And we're going to be back several times a week after every game. Giving your reaction. You'll catch us here. It's just another episode of the Barn Hoops podcast.